The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body, you. The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer and Chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening to Get on the Air with Dr. Mike on the phone. 877-711-5211 or an email would do. If you prefer to email Dr. Mike a comment or question, Dr. Mike will answer you at udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. In this hour, at 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? Be careful of pesticide foggers. Dr. Ginsberg will tell us why. Cigarettes and Parkinson's disease, and maybe an alternative might be peppers. What about that? And a big medical story this week, covered from lots of different places, lots of angles, is arsenic in apple juice. I don't think arsenic is anything new in apple juice, but there could be some new information you'll need to find out about. And there's a new chemical found in car exhaust, which may be a problem for all of us. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after the hour. At 35 after the hour, straight talk from the docs with Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry. And what are we going to be listening to at 35 after the hour?
Well, what Arthur is going to discuss is everything new about melanoma. You know that skin cancer, and specifically melanoma, has been increasing and is associated with more time in the sun and tanning beds. But Arthur wants to point out a whole raft of new data on how you can protect yourself, what you can do to get early detection, and then the fact that 6% of melanomas have a late recurrence and how to both detect it and prevent the seriousness of it. There are new therapies and you can really do a lot about it. And so Arthur's going to, one of the two subjects Arthur's going to touch is that. And the other one is how you can look younger and enjoy yourself in doing it. So Arthur will talk about both of those today.
All right, straight talk from the docs at 35 after the hour. Fellow I know at our golf course just found out he had skin cancer and said, I don't understand it. I guess they found something on his back. He says, I can't understand it. I always wear a shirt. I never go out in the sun shirtless, but for somehow it developed. Is it possible to penetrate clothing?
What happens is your skin cells migrate. They don't stay in one spot on your skin. So the one on your big toe could move to your small toe, or the one on your big toe can move up your leg to your abdomen. So we exchange DNA between our cells, and the cells move so that the fact that you have a pigmentation any place means you've got to worry about it. That is, a mole any place is the same thing, even if you don't get sun any place. That's why you need a partner to take a picture or check all the spots on your body to make sure you don't have abnormal moles or pigments or irregular moles or different color in the moles. So there's a key mnemonic, A, B, C, D, E, and we'll talk about that with Arthur as well in the half past hour. But the basic message is, yeah, skin, if you will, cells can migrate. And so the fact that you wear shirts doesn't mean you won't get a melanoma under the area where you normally wear a shirt.
Got it. Okay. I'll tell him when I see him next time I run into him, unless his doctor told him already, since he's been diagnosed with it. One of a listener question from my show again. I hope you don't mind me sharing these with you, because they always ask it. When you talk to Dr. Mike, ask this question for me. Listener wanted to know, what is invasive breast cancer and what are the options?
Well, what invasive means is it invades tissues usually outside of the breast itself. So it can invade the skin, it can invade nerves, it can metastasize and invade brain or other areas. So invasive usually means it's outside of the immediate contained breast capsule. It can invade the other breast, it can invade the breastbone. All of that is called invasive.
And it's all based on stages of cancer, right? Stage 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that involved in that as well?
Correct. In other words, for each of the cancers, we often do stages.
Right.
So, for example, with prostate cancer, you know, it depends on the Gleason stage to tell how likely it is that this cancer spread or even what therapies we use. So the stages differ between different cancers based on the specific characteristics of that cancer. And invasive just means it's going outside of the contained area that it arose in. So a colon cancer, something that arose in the colon, in the mucosa of the colon, can be invasive if it invades through the colon to a neighboring tissue or involves the muscle that surrounds that colon. So it is invading another area is what we really mean by invasive.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg in 8 minutes, our toxicologist at 20 after the hour. Dr. Mike's study says that we Americans are living longer, but not necessarily healthier. How do you connect those two?
Well, what this means, and this is a very important study, very difficult statistics, but they looked at all the developed nations, or what they call the wealthy nations of the world, the OECD nations, and what they found is that Americans were living about 3 years longer than we did 20 years ago, but we only had 2.3 years of disability-free time that we gained in that. That is, if we're living to 78 on average, but we have 10.2 years of disability, as opposed to 20 years ago, we were living on average to 75, but had 9.5 years of disability. So we're gaining more years of life, but it comes with more disability. There are other countries that are going the other way. The real key in this is until 1990, when we increased our life expectancy, we also decreased the time we were living with disability. Now what it is we have more chronic disease, which gives us more disability. So the chronic diseases are caused by tobacco, food choices and portion size, physical inactivity, unmanaged stress, and, if you will, one of those preventing it, and to show you how important tobacco is, still the number two cause of preventable loss of life is tobacco, even though we've decreased the tobacco rates. And this time, for the first time ever in the United States, obesity, that is food choices and portion size and physical inactivity, overtook those. Now, the great news is, in fact, all the things that are limiting our disability limiting our longevity, aren't in our genes. There are choices. That is, our choice to smoke or be around secondhand smoke, our choice to do physical activity or not, our choice of food and the sizes of portions, our choice to manage stress or not. Those are things we get to control. So the great news about this study is there's a lot we can do to overtake the other nations and a lot we can do to improve our own quality of life.
All right, so if somebody lives to 90 or 100 or 105 or 110, people assume, well, they were healthy, but you can live that long and not be healthy? It just doesn't seem to be that logical to me.
What it was saying is that our a period of disability is increased so that the average American lives to 78, but they have 10.2 years of disability in doing that. That is, if you say a third of a year of disability because of an ankle fracture that lasts a year to heal, well, when you add all those periods of years of partial disability up, it comes to 8 years of disability we now have compared to much less, meaning 0.7 years less. The difference is until 1990, again, we were living both longer and every time it was with less disability, not more. So our medical treatments have gotten good enough to keep us alive. We now need to do things about chronic disease, that is our own choices, to keep us disability-free while we're alive. So yeah, now the other thing that's really interesting, Joe, is if you figure what's the average life expectancy going to be in the end of the century, it's probably about 90, whereas it was 78 now.
Right back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.